You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower 37 minutes later because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
What's up, everybody? Happy draft day. It has finally come. It is Christmas Day for all of us nerds out here who love football, who love the NFL, who love fantasy football, especially. I'm Marcus Grant. This is the NFL Fantasy Cheat Sheet. I'm here with Michael F. Florio, here with Laquan Jones. We're going to do this as quickly and safely as possible because producer Susie, who's helping us put this on, is looking outside the window of her apartment. And apparently there is an inferno going on like a block away from where she lives. So, Susie, stay safe. And if suddenly this stream goes out all of a sudden, we know it's because she had to evacuate. So hopefully everything's okay.
Talk about fire content.
It's fire content only. Just another day of living in Hollywood, California. Like it's just that when you live out here and you're like, oh yeah, you live in Hollywood. Like, yeah, these are things that happen.
These are normal things.
These are normal things that happen. Anyway, here we are. We are approximately, let me do the math, 7 hours away from the NFL draft starting. So, how are we feeling? Are we excited? Are we relieved? Florio, how are we feeling here seven hours away from the start of the draft?
Definitely excited. I've spent, as all of us have, a lot of time, basically since the Super Bowl, any football stuff outside of that like 2 week free agency period has been spent preparing for this day. And it's finally here. And as cruel as schedule makers can be, though, they schedule the Knicks game 3. Nova Knicks going into Philly tonight. Philly can cry harder. They schedule it to start at the same time as the NFL draft.
What is it about the Knicks going up against like major events, right? Because like, you know, when the Knicks make the playoffs, either you've got the NFL draft, you have, you know, former NFL stars driving slowly on a freeway in the back of a Bronco. Y'all just can't
slow
catch a break.
Walk that one.
I'm sorry.
I don't know about that, the 405 chase.
I'm sorry.
This one is definitely the NBA being like, we gotta compete somehow. So let's put the biggest market on at that time.
Oh man. All right. Let's dive into this though, right? Because the draft, we've seen mock drafts, we've heard plenty of chatter, we've read plenty of things over the last few months. I was gonna say days, but months really.
Months.
We know quarterbacks are going early, likely the first three, maybe the first four picks. Laquan, I will start with you. How many quarterbacks do you think we see in this first round tonight?
Ooh, I mean, three is a lock for me, and we could possibly see Bo Nix and Penix go in the first round, so I'm going to lock in five. I'm going to go with five in the first round.
All right. Higher or lower six than that, Florio?
Six.
Six. You're going six.
Because the first three picks are locked in quarterbacks. J.J. McCarthy is locked in to be a top 10 pick. In my opinion, no later will he fall than 11, in my opinion. And then I agree with Laquan. I think the Broncos, what I think the Broncos should do is trade down and then still take Bo Nix instead of taking him at 12. And there's so much smoke linking the Raiders to Michael Penix, which I think we could get crazy right now. The draft hasn't started yet. I wouldn't be surprised if the Lions are having chatter like, oh, maybe we trade out of the first. Maybe the Raiders jump back in late first and grab Penix and then get that fifth year of control under him.
Fun fact, six is the record for the most quarterbacks in the first round, and that was 1983 with John Elway, that class. Pretty nice.
So that 1983 class was solid. I mean, it's considered one of the greatest quarterback classes of all time. I'm going to say five, right? I think you either get Penix or Nix in the first round. I'm not sure we get both in the first round. I mean, look. Williams, Daniels, May, McCarthy, those guys are locked in. I think the only real drama is how one, how high does McCarthy go? Is it four? Is it a little bit later? And where does he go? I don't know if you guys have any strong opinions on
I don't even know anymore. There's rumors every single day that this team wants this. This team is trading out. They're listening to calls. So at this point, man, let's just get the draft over with. Like the first 10 picks, let's just clean this up so we could just put it to bed so we know where JJ's going because we know he's going somewhere. But man, I'm tired of the rumors.
I mean, that's all
my guess is he goes fifth to the Vikings. I don't think the Cardinals, for as much as we've pegged the Vikings going to four, if you move back to 11, you're probably not getting one of the big three wide receivers. So I think they're going to just be like, let's just take Marvin Harrison Jr. And then I think the Chargers, though, are in a good spot to trade back, still get an O-lineman. They can take that, those two picks from Minnesota and get it turned into an O-lineman and a wide receiver. I think that's the only way I think the Cardinals trade is if the Giants end up wanting to jump into the top five, and I'm not sure they do.
Well, so, I mean, you talk about rumor and innuendo. I mean, I saw something this morning that says the Giants could be angling to get up as high as number three and make a run at Drake May. Look, again.
Yo, we're done here.
We are in wild speculation season, right? These next few hours are just going to be nothing about why. It might be smarter. I mean, after this live stream, it might be smarter just turn off the internet for a while and just walk away from it because it might break your brain some of the things that you are seeing right now. I'm sort of with you though, Florio. I think if you're the Cardinals, why overthink this? You want Harrison. He's your guy. He's going to be there at four. Just take him. I mean, unless somebody just dazzles you with an offer, I think you just stay at four. And then at five is where things get a little bit weird. But since, go ahead.
Oh no, I was going to say, I think we're all talking about the quarterbacks and where teams could trade up for. I understand why, but after that fifth pick is when I think the wide receiver run could really happen. Yeah. And that, It my attention has quickly turned from like who's going to trade up for JJ to like who's going to jump the Jets and get Roma Dunze and Malik Neighbors.
That's a huge leap.
So, and it's funny too because again, of all the things that you're seeing, there's been a lot of chatter about the value of trading up, and you know, certainly the analytics suggest, the numbers suggest, trading up generally is not a good move. And even harder to justify trading up for a non-quarterback. Now, look, that doesn't mean that Romo Dunze or Malik Neighbors won't pan out and become great NFL players, but certainly the numbers suggest that it is very much a risky move sort of doing that right there. But that gets me to my next question, though. We talk about the number of quarterbacks we expect to see in the first round. How many wide receivers do you think we get in the first round?
Ooh, that's a good question.
I mean, six, seven? We have the big three for sure.
6.5 is a great number to say. Because I think the big three are locks to go in the top 10. Brian Thomas Jr. is a lock. After that, it becomes like preference, but Mitchell seems like he's going to be a first-round pick. Worthy seems like he's going to be a first-round pick. That's six right there. I could see a seventh slipping in there, especially because when you get into the 20s, there's a lot of teams that need wide receivers.
I'm gonna say eight, and that's gonna break the record of the 2004 record of seven, and that's a Larry Fitzgerald class. So I'm gonna say eight, man. There's gonna be some guys that are just gonna sneak in. I mean, look, we Xavier Worthy is a first round grade to me positively at that end of the draft, and that's where the Buffalo Bills can get creative. Hey, Troy Franklin still buzzing at the end of that first round, early second round. Who knows? So I really think we could break the record this year.
I mean, it's definitely spicy. I don't think it's like insane, but it reminds me of the conversation we had with Emory Hunt on the podcast a few weeks back, that it feels sort of like, it's almost like a fantasy draft, right? Where a couple of players at a certain position go, and then suddenly everybody kind of panics and you start drafting, you know, wide receivers or tight ends or whatever it's going to be. That's sort of what this feels like, that you may have guys pushed into the first round that aren't necessarily first round talents, but you're going to have a lot of teams looking around and saying, is our guy still going to be there when we get back on the clock in round two, in round three, whatever. And I think that's going to push a lot of guys up higher than they probably would have been otherwise. Yeah. But I don't think it's out of the realm of possibility. I said, I'm going to stick with, I think I said six or seven. I'll plant my flag at seven.
Let's get the record, man. Let's get eight.
Still a big number. Still a big number.
Yeah, we kind of saw what you were talking about, MG, last year. Like, teams were playing wide receiver chicken. We didn't see one go off the board till 20. And then the next, it was four picks in a row. So the big three are going to go top 10. I feel very confident about that. But after that, I don't think I had Brian Thomas going in between 10 and 20 in the one mock I did. And then no wide receivers still in the 20s. Because, yeah, I agree with you. I think at that point, teams aren't going to be aggressive to move up. They're just going to say, oh, we'll set at our pick and we'll get our guy. But there will be a run in the 20s, I think.
I would not be surprised if that happened. Speaking of wide receivers, by the way, I guess this is a chance for us to plug our most recent episode of the podcast, which was released yesterday. We had the wide receiver whisperer, creator and founder of Reception Perception, and our pal, one Matthew J. Harmon, coming on the podcast. So be sure to go check that out wherever you find podcasts. Had a really great conversation with Harmon yesterday. It sort of created or finished, I guess, the crossover event. Some people, not me, but some people are saying it's the greatest crossover event since Avengers Endgame. Just going to leave it there. Just going to leave it at that.
Did he see that movie, though? He never answered that.
He has seen that movie, yes.
Okay. He said he got the reference, but he didn't say if he's seen it or not.
It's like one of the seven movies Harmon has seen. Like, he has not seen a lot of films.
Because I remember having him on my pod. We did Keep Trade Cut, which we need to bring back for Florio Festival Movie Festival. And he watched a lot of Adam Sandler movies, surprisingly enough.
Oh, Adam Sandler, I've seen a lot of his.
There you go.
Yeah. For a while, he was roommates, with our old friend Alex Gelhar, and Gelhar is very much a cinephile, and so, like, Gelhar would make him sit down and watch movies all the time.
Make him sit down and watch movies. It's crazy.
Would make him sit down. Harmon is, and I think, Florio, you're kind of the same way. Like, he is more likely to binge like eight episodes of a TV show in a day or two, but will not sit down and watch a movie. It boggles the mind.
A movie feels like work for some reason. I don't know.
It's the easiest thing to sit down and watch.
You know what? No, here's the thing. I sort of get it. It's like, look, eating a whole apple does feel like work, but if I cut the apple into eight pieces, I'm like, yeah, man, I can totally.
There you go.
Child.
I am a child. So what?
I bought apple slices yesterday at the store because I don't even want to cut it up myself.
Oh, my God. Eat the skin.
I do eat the skin. Either. I eat the skin.
The slices have skin.
They have skin on them. It's like if I sit here and look at the whole apple, I'm like, man, this seems like a challenge. But if I eat it in eight slices, I'm like, yeah, I can totally do this. This is like eight little pieces of things.
Oh, my God.
There you go. That's the best analogy I've ever heard.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower, 37 minutes later, because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day. And smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
So we're talking about, quarterbacks and wide receivers going off the board. And Florida, you mentioned the teams maybe moving up to get something. Do we think we're going to see a lot of trades in this first round?
Yes. Like, look, people who are in the know are saying we could get more trades than ever before. And I see why, because one, there's so much talent at key positions this year, but also, like, wide receiver is a great example to use because you could think Ladd McConkey is awesome, but he might not fit your team as well as, like, and Mitchell might if you need a true X. So need is going to determine so much. But not only that, like, we could see Brandon Ayuk traded. T. Higgins has been very vocal that he wants to get moved. So I think tonight is going to be a pretty – I feel like a lot of – and we've heard about this plenty in the past. Like, my prime example is always Marquise Brown was in Arizona before the trade even got announced.
Yeah, sickest thing ever.
These teams have deals worked out well in advance leading into the NFL draft. And they don't reveal them because they don't want to reveal their hands of what they're going to do in the draft. So I think tonight might be one of, if not the craziest draft that we've gotten in a very long time.
I do love Marquise Brown getting traded to Arizona and Lamar Jackson just being like, finding out like the rest of us did, like on social
media.
Like,
hey, yo, what?
I mean, man, like, your boss is just making big moves and not telling you about it, man. It's like, it's heartbreaking, Anyway, any other big surprises that we're expecting? Like, Laquan, did somebody just go way off book, way off menu and do something?
It happens every year. The guy that we're not talking about, the guy that's just out of nowhere, like, wait, how did this just happen? Like, when? And I'm going to be pounding the table for Kyler Murray, man. I'm going to say it. Like, I just don't think that organization is fully behind him. There's a new chapter there. They have the fourth pick. They could get a quarterback if they honestly wanted to. I'm just going to say that would be my left field hot take, that Kyler Murray or another big name quarterback has moved.
That would break it would break football Twitter for sure. Yes. If the Cardinals go and, you know, they take JJ McCarthy with the number four pick, that would be insane.
That would destroy everybody's plan after that.
It would. No. Everybody behind them would be completely shook. Like, what happens now?
It's funny because my thinking is literally the exact opposite, where I'm like, they should take Marvin Harrison Jr. and go all in on Kyler Murray. Because I think this is a team that is much closer to competing than they probably get credit for. So I think you add Marvin Harrison there. Oh, I see you pull it. Look, they were scrappy last year.
They were scrappy. They're always scrappy, bro. I'd be shook playing them, but we always get their number, though. We're good.
Question in the chat here from Maggie. It's kind of a stupid question. There are no stupid questions, Maggie. But do the players have to agree to the trade the team GM makes with another team? Generally, no. Every now and then a player will have, you know, a clause in his contract where, you know, it's a no trade clause, or I will only accept a trade to, you know, this team or that team. Those are very rare, and you have to be a player with a lot of leverage in those situations. But generally speaking, you know, it's like you work for a company and, you know, you work in the Denver office and all of a sudden they're like, yeah, we're sending you to the Miami office and, you know, you got to pack up and go to Miami or decide that you want a completely different line of work. Like those are your two
options. Those are options. Yeah.
It's only in the NBA where they can control everywhere that they go.
Yeah. But even that seems to be sort of changing a little bit. I don't know.
Owners are getting spiteful where they're like, oh, that's the team you want to, like Donovan Mitchell. Everyone knew he wants to go to the Knicks. They were like, we're sending you anywhere but the Knicks.
Knicks. He's doing all right in Cleveland, although I think he's still trying to angle his way to the Knicks.
He's coming.
I think he's still trying to get there. So, like I said, the draft starts in a little less than 7 hours from now. Any other big things that you guys think you're going to see? Anything else that we want to, you know, preview before? I feel like the draft has sort of been talked out. Like, at this point, we should just get there. But anything else that you guys want to jump in on before we move on?
No.
All right, everybody at once. Here we go.
I was waiting for a few.
I'm about to say, look, the draft has been talked about. We need to get these prospects into their new locations to get onboarded so we can get some content, so we can finally talk about facts and things that actually matter instead of speculation, rumors, and what color people's nails are painted. It does not matter. Like, let's please get these players on the team and let's get their fantasy outlooks and let's have fun this season, man.
Oh, man. Yeah.
My biggest thing is the draft is more than night one. So there's going to be a lot of very talented players still left on the board after tonight. Don't write them off or don't think like, oh, these receivers can't play. Like, there's a lot of day two and even some day three players that can surprise and always do end up surprising. So don't just think it's the names you hear tonight and that's it. Other thing is, yeah, I don't know who exactly, but I have just a strong feeling that someone is going to jump up to 7 or 8 with the Titans or 9. It could be either the Titans, Falcons, or Bears, and they are going to take Rome Odunze. I would put the Colts in that conversation. Colts, I think the Steelers are in that. I think the Bills, if they want to get that aggressive, are in that. But I just think someone, they know that Odunze is not going past 10. So right. I think ideally 7 or 8 are the sweet spot. I think someone is going to make a move and try to get him.
Yeah, I'm not surprised. Look, I wouldn't be surprised if it's the Bears, right? You go out and you get your franchise quarterback with the number one overall pick. Why wouldn't you go back and get him a top? I know they got receivers, right? I know they got DJ Moore and they have Keenan Allen. But why not get him a rookie receiver that you can pair up for years, right? Why not try to recreate
a Joe Burrow, Jamar Chase type situation where you have two guys that you can have under team control for a number of years and let those guys grow together. It makes so much sense. I see Toronto Dave saying Bills Mafia. Bills Mafia is not going to make a move though, right? They're not going to move that high up to get a receiver.
I don't expect it, but the way Bean has been kind of handling this, I feel like he has something kind of worked out already up his sleeves, whether that's trading for a veteran or he knows who he wants late. But I'm not ruling out them. I think it would cost a lot to go from 28 to 8, and
yeah.
I don't know if it's the smartest move, but I'm not fully ruling them out.
Yeah, it would be wild. Look, we keep saying some wild things could happen. That would fall in the category of wild for sure. Yeah. Apparently, the Rams, LQ, are already making moves. I don't know if you've seen this. No. A couple things. What? One, I guess Rams fans are, I don't know if there's an actual petition or just social media pressure, but they want Aaron Donald to announce pick number 99 in the draft. That seems easily done.
That would be so plug and play.
That seems like an easily done thing, right? Why not, right? He just retired. He's going to the Hall of Fame. He's going to get his number retired by the Rams, most likely. Like, why not have him come out and announce pick 99?
That's the point where Goodell is fatigued and they start bringing out celebrities to announce.
Yes.
Right.
That room will light up. Like, today I'm going to Hermosa Beach for, the draft party.
Are you really?
That was the next thing I was going to ask you about. Yes. That's what I was going to ask you about. Like, I saw a tweet from our pal Andrew Siciliano. The Rams have brought a football field and put it on the beach in Hermosa. Like, this is nuts, man.
Yeah, I'll be right there. I'm close. I'll be there.
All right.
The dude's been up since 2 a.m. Now he's going to a Rams party, and then he's going to be with us at like 9 p.m. Pacific, maybe. I don't know what time it's going to be. Just
So you're going to be down there on the beach. You got to stop by and get some food and some drink. I'd have to go to Patrick Malloy's, go to Hennessy's. I guess you could go.
Oh, I'm going to pace myself. I'm going tomorrow too.
I guess you could go to Baja Sharky's. All right. So look, I'm going to say this. You are a savage if you are going on day two of the draft, right?
Yes.
I have been to the draft before. And day one is amazing. It is NFL Coachella, right? You got people in all sorts of jerseys. Everybody is fired up. You're waiting for that first pick. There's just such an excitement and such an energy in the air. And like, day one's amazing. Day two is really for like the draft Knicks and the
nerds. Rams fans because we haven't had a pick since 2016.
there's that point too. But like, day two is different because the energy's not the same. Because I mean, let's keep it a buck, right? Most people don't know those guys. You're not seeing a ton of like round two and round three mock drafts. Like, you got to be deep in this stuff to be
deep
to
in read the those. Streets. Yeah.
So like the energy on day two is significantly less than what it is on day one. So which means that like the field will be out there. There'll be a lot more folks at like Baja Sharky's or like Tower 33 or whatever, like hanging out, having drinks and little snacks over there. So salute to you though, friend. For doing this both days.
I'm going to have a good old time. I mean, the last time I went to the draft, I saw Cooper Kupp in Philadelphia get drafted. So it's only right, man. If I got to show up to a draft party in LA, then I got to do it,
All right. All right. speaking of draft parties, though, and Florio alluded to this, we will be back with you this evening after round one of the draft. We will be right back here on this channel, recapping all of the fantasy relevant picks, sort of like giving our thoughts on what this means, not only for the guys that got drafted, but for what it means for those teams around them. There will be winners. There will be losers. Obviously, what we say now may or may not be coming true. So, if we're wrong, we're just going to burn the tape. Don't worry about it. but we will be back here immediately after the first round of the draft tonight, kind of running through some of those picks. We'll also kind of preview what we think will happen in day two and I guess day three as well. So be sure to check that out as well. Seeing a lot of stuff on my timeline today about the movie Draft Day, fittingly.
Watched it yesterday.
Did you? Okay. So I want to ask you, because I haven't watched it in a couple of years. Like, I saw it in theaters when it first came out. In fact, actually, if I remember right, I think the NFL media did a company-wide screening for it when it came out. They had Roger Goodell in it. Ben Liebenberg, who's the head of the photo department, had a nice little cameo. Like, he's taking pictures, doing his little gig and stuff. As a movie, and I guess this can be an early version of Florio's film festival, your thoughts on it as a movie?
Very enjoyable as a movie, which is why I watch it now every year. I hadn't seen it for years, and then I started working here and covering the draft more, and I was like, I should probably watch this movie, and now I watch it every year before the draft, because it gets me in that spirit. It kind of shows you a little bit of like how crazy and how fast-paced things moves. From a football standpoint, hot garbage.
I was not expecting that.
No, but see, you know what? Florio encapsulated exactly how I think about the movie and mostly how I engage with people who criticize the movie. Because it feels like when you hear football people talk about it, they're like, this movie is terrible. It's the worst sports movie ever made. And I'm like, well, it's because you guys are looking at this from an actual team building draft capital standpoint.
I heard
right?
It's unrealistic.
Have you?
Oh, you never
do
seen
you
it?
Do you want us to tell you what the moves are?
No, I'll watch okay. it. I have you to should, watch it now. You guys
you should
watch
absolutely
it.
Watch,
it.
Watch it. I mean, plus it gives you the famous, you know, Vontae Mac no matter what, right? I mean, RIP Chadwick Boseman. It gives you that kind of moment there. But like the draft Knicks watch this movie with like, you know, their trade value chart and their pick value chart in hand. And they're like, yeah, no, this movie's terrible. But like from just a movie, like I don't think the people who wrote this movie were really thinking about it in that respect.
No,
probably
no,
not.
They weren't.
And there's so many like, why did no one go to his birthday party? Like right. I still reference that with talking about prospects now. Like I don't know who went to his birthday party, but
right. I mean, I was like, is Bo Nix Bo Callahan? Like, are they the same player? Like, what are we doing?
I gotta
here?
Watch
like,
it. What's all going on? In my head. I gotta watch it.
Look, for as much as everyone says Sonny Weaver would be fired, and sorry, Laquan, you might want to. He would be. There's another GM. The Jaguars GM in that movie wouldn't even make it out of the first round.
Yeah, yeah. No, you're right. The other comment that I saw that really made me laugh.
This.
The other comment that made me laugh that I saw this morning is that, like, you know, we should have known Bo Callahan was going to be a bust when we saw Diddy as his agent. Anyway, on that
there's
note,
some stuff that does not age well in that movie.
On that note, it might be time for us to pull the chute on this stream. Thanks to everybody who jumped into the chat. We will be back, of course, this evening after the first round is over. We will recap what happened in night one of the draft, so be sure to be here for that. Should be a whole lot of fun. Would love to have some of your thoughts in the chat, too, that we can get to and kind of answer some questions that maybe you guys have. But otherwise, we will be here as soon as it's done. And, of course, we'll be back with you next week for another episode of the podcast. We appreciate all you guys hanging out with us, jumping in the chat. Thanks to...
Oh, you got muted, but thanks you guys for watching.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower 37 minutes later because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring body wash and bar soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.